Hello everyone and namaste, thank you for coming back and listening to our new episode of our podcast, Be Happy and Achieve Your Goals. And we are finally here, we are at the end of the year. And as we get closer to the end of the year, many people feel discouraged and stuck due to the current situation. After all, these last days of December are traditionally a time of celebration and union with the family. Unfortunately, this year, everything has changed. Many people have been unable to spend these last days of the year with the family because they are sick or because they are going through a financial hardship. And I'm sure that this situation has created a lot of sadness and feelings of hopelessness. But the way I see it is that we have two options. We can either accept the situation or we can resist the situation. If we put resistance and trying to fight it, we will feel worse. Unfortunately, there isn't much we can do to change the situation right now. But if you accept the situation from a place of peace, all this sadness and hopelessness will fade away. The source of the sadness and hopelessness is your desire to fight and try to forcibly change the situation. But then you get nothing, you get no results. And frustration sets in because you don't get the desired outcome. You feel frustrated. It is like trying to stop a river by standing in front of it. The force of the water will drag you and drown you. But with the right tools, you can change the course of the river and even harness its force. When you accept that it's not within your power to change the situation and make it the way you think it should be, you will look for a way to work around it. If you have lost your job, stop beating yourself up, thinking about how you could have done things different. There is nothing you can do right now to change the situation. The only thing you can do is to get ready to find a new job. That energy that you are wasting lamenting the situation can be used to get ready to start a new chapter. Don't focus on what has ended. Many times, we see endings as a bad thing, but that is not always the case. Endings only mean that there is a new beginning on the way. Use this time not only to get ready for future opportunities and challenges in your life, but also get ready spiritually. This is a time that you should be using to strengthen your faith. Instead of getting away from God because you think He's punishing you, or because He is not doing things the way you think should be done and providing you the kind of life that you think you deserve, get closer to Him. Surrender to God's will. The Creator will not let anything good or bad happen to you without a reason. We may not understand the reasons behind it, but we need to trust. After all, that's what faith is. If you know how everything works and the reason why, then you don't need to have faith. You just need to have patience and wait for things to happen. Now, accepting the situation does not mean that you have to assume a passive behavior. Accepting a situation means that you will not fight the situation to change it. It means that you will go around, that you will work with the situation without letting it destroy you or incapacitate you. It means that you will take decisions from a place of peace and wisdom. You will be above the storm. From above, you will get a bigger and clearer picture than you will not get in the midst of the storm. When you take decisions in the fog of worry and fear, most of the time, you take the wrong decision. I do a little bit of investing in the stock market, and I have a couple of friends that also invest, and they are way more knowledgeable than I am. But we try to get together at least twice a week, and we talk about the market and what we think it will do. And about a month ago, the market went down significantly. And I remember I was watching the TV, and all the experts started to sound the alarm and freaking out, saying that this was probably another market disaster, like the one in 2007, 2008. And one of my friends, he got into a panic and he sold all his actions all the actions that he had in his portfolio. And even though we had talked about the chance of this change in the market happening within a couple of weeks, we thought the market was probably going to correct itself and do some adjustments. But my friend didn't think that was the case, and he listened to the experts. Back in 2008, he lost a significant amount of money, and he never recovered mentally from that episode of his life. And as my other friends and I thought, the market did not crash as bad as back in 2007, 2008. A few days later, the market recovered and everything was fine. But this time, my friend again lost a lot of money. It was not as bad as the first time, but he still lost some money. And this time he didn't lose the money because of a market crash. He lost the money because he panicked. He cannot get over about what happened 13 or 14 years ago. Now this time he lost because he hasn't closed that chapter of his life. Every time something triggers that feeling of losing everything or losing money, he goes into a panic and he takes irrational decisions. And my friend is not different from any of us. If we keep a chapter open, for as long as that chapter is open, it will affect our lives. I'm not saying that we ignore the bad experiences that we experience, that we go through life, or the difficulties that we face. We must definitely keep the lessons that we learn from those situations, but we need to let go of the rest. We need to use every experience and every period of our life to improve ourselves and the lives of those around us. So use this time to help others, to get to know those around you. Make this time a time of spiritual growth. I mean, there is only one thing that nobody can take away from you, and that is your faith, your spirituality, your development. People and situations can take away all your material things, even your life, but your essence, your spiritual development, cannot be taken away or destroyed. Focus on what you really own. Strengthen yourself spiritually by closing all these chapters and accepting whatever events you experience this year. The human family has gone through very horrible pandemics and epidemics like this one, and even worse than this one since the dawn of humanity. And we have always managed to get through it and come out stronger. So pray for those who have moved to the other side and rest assured that they are in a better place. Adversity is part of life. Every living being faces adversity in one way or another. Those who accept adversity and learn from it move forward, and those who don't stay in the past. Remember all those people around you. Many of them are looking up to you, are looking to you as a guidance. So if you collapse under the pressure, so will they. Look to the future with hope. Be positive. Remember that your brain is a magnet. You attract the things and situations to your life that you feel the strongest about. But even if you don't believe that your brain has this amazing power to manifest your thoughts, I'm sure that you have experienced the power of your brain in a different way. How many times have you been in a party where you were supposed to be having the time of your life, but you felt miserable because something happened right before the party or in the morning that ruined your day or the party? I have the chance to travel to poor countries, and before I got there, I expected to meet very sad and depressed people. And to my surprise, it was completely opposite. People offer whatever they had. Even in their poverty, people were happy. I know that you have the power to make a brighter future for you and your family. Use those gifts that God has given you. Remember John Milton's quote, "The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven." So get ready for this new and prosperous year. Trust in the Creator. Trust in you. Move forward and be happy. God bless you and have a very happy and prosperous new year. God bless you.